Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Welcome to The Savvy Scribe, a podcast for freelance healthcare and medical writers who want to start or grow their business. Your hosts, Carol Bush and Janine Kalbach, will help you build a profitable health writing business without having to spend years figuring it out on your own. Now, let's join the conversation.
Hey there, Savvy Scribes. I have to share a quick story. When my oldest was in preschool, they made their moms a thing that said, "My mom's favorite thing to do is..." And my son put grocery shopping. Nowadays, he knows that I actually hate grocery shopping. And with technology these days, I don't have to go in the store at all. It makes me so happy. I choose to spend my 168 hours a week in my business and with my family, not at the grocery store. If you want to join in on my hate for a grocery store, go to bit.ly/ssget10. And that's going to lead you to an application called Instacart. Instacart partners with the local grocery stores and delivers your groceries straight to your doorstep. You guys, grocery shopping takes me 5 minutes to order stuff, and then you get to add favorites so you don't have to add bread to your cart every single time. We know we have to get bread, right? So my driver lets me know if they have to do substitutions at the grocery store, and they deliver the groceries right to the door, and all I do is put them away. I am so grateful for this service. You guys, it's so cheap and so easy to use. If you go to bit.ly/ssget10, you'll get $10 off and I'll get $10 off. Let's support the podcast and support you not going to the grocery store. Hey everybody, thanks for joining me today. We are going to do a quick win because I got a question from a Savvy Scribe Collective member. And I suggest you guys send me questions anytime you want. You can post them over in our Facebook group, Savvy Scribe Collective, or just email me at savvyscribes@gmail.com. So the question this week is from a member who asked me, when should I plan my week? Okay, well, most of us think, well, Monday, right? No. Don't plan your week on a Monday. You got to start your week on a Monday. I usually plan my week on a Friday night or a Sunday night. Friday, I like to end my work week with, you know, winding down and finishing up things and getting ready for my next week. When I look at what I did that week, I kind of look at the outlying things, right? What did I not get done? What has to be done next week? I plan it out by looking at my Google Calendar and looking at my week. I have to see what days I'm at the hospital. If it's that whole weekend, obviously I'm going to plan a little bit of time before I go into work, but the rest of the chunk of the things I need to do are going to be done during the week. I also feel very accomplished when I do it on a Friday because I feel like, okay, I'm ready to go, ready to do my next week. The first thing I do is write down, like I said, those outlying things and then all the other things I have to do next week. Then I categorize them. I put them in four categories in my life. I have my business, my personal, my research job, and the hospital. And the hospital includes my educator role there. So I have always things I have to get done there. I always have things on the research job. I always have things personally, and I always have things in my right RN business. The way I put it down then is in order of the way my week is going to go. So if I know I have to get things done on a Monday and Tuesday on personal and on the right RN side, I'm going to put those first few things. Maybe I have a client call on a Wednesday, so I want to make sure, you know, that's after my Monday and Tuesday stuff. And then when it comes down to personal stuff, I always add in my kids' things there too. So we always make sure we go there. And personally, with my husband, if we're doing a date night or if we're just spending time together, you know, what we're going to do or what we plan on getting done that day. Does that mean I live my life by this all the time? No, of course not. There's definitely things in my life that are not on the list. For example, you know, taking a hike with my kids. What that does, when I plan out my week, it just shows me where there's blocks of time that we can do certain things. So I might look at my local nature park to see if they have anything going on a Saturday afternoon that we might jump into. You know, or there's things that we can't do that Saturday because we have a birthday party to go to. So I want to make sure I get that down. Oh, and I have a birthday party to go to. We have to go buy the gift. When is there a chunk of time that we can go buy the gift? For example, today I'm doing podcast batching, so I'm getting a lot of my episodes done. But at 9:30 this morning, I have a meeting with a client. But on my to-do list today, I said I'm going to batch some podcasts in the morning. I have a meeting with a client. Then my husband asked me to run to the store to get some stuff for our Thanksgiving. That you guys, it's probably way past Thanksgiving when we listen to this episode. But I have to get some shopping done for Thanksgiving. I have to run to the bank, get some money out. So I'm trying to batch all those things together so that they can get off my to-do list. There's something about checking a box, you guys. That's why I do my planning on a Friday. And I hope by that next Friday, I get it all done. Do I? No, nobody's perfect. And things come up. I have a very sick friend right now. So there's time in my schedule this coming week that I will make a priority to go see him in the hospital because that's what friends do. So that's how people say, like, Janine, how do you get it all done? That's how I start it. I plan my week and then I plan my days. And we've talked about that before, but that's the steps on how I go about it. Have a great day, you guys. Thanks for joining me for the quick win, and we'll see you over in the Facebook group.
Hey, everybody, Janine here. I wanted to just interrupt to tell you guys more about our upcoming course, Plan, Create, Launch, Land, and Grow Your Health Writing Business. If 2020 is your year to shine, you're ready to launch, you're done in the healthcare world, I want you guys to come on into the course. Right now, I am hoping to launch it by March 1st, and it's well on its way. But if you want in earlier, all you have to do is go to GrowthLab, GrowthLab, thesavvyscribepodcast.com. There you will see everything about the course, what to know, what's in every module, and all about the pricing. So you can get there now and see how to get on the wait list so I can give you updates as we go along.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.